For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Lenihan.
Well, here we are with episode 191, and we're just so happy to have you. Thanks for tuning in. As we do every Wednesday, a new songwriter connection. Going to make a great connection today. We've got a lovely artist. I like talking to the new up-and-coming, these indie artists that work so hard and have so much talent and really do it all. They do it all themselves. And, well, you get a little help from friends. Get by with a little help from your friends. We have the lovely and talented Grace Maher here today. Hi, Grace. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Dave. I'm really excited to be on your podcast.
I'm really glad to have you here on the dining room table. We're going to get some live music in because you brought Mark Lonsway.
Oh, I sure did.
Buddy from way on back. Good to see you again,
it's
man.
Great to see you, brother.
You look well, man.
I'm trying to look well.
I'm trying hard. You feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah. Of course, if you're listening on the day this comes out, this is January the 15th. Next week, we'll mark the end of our third year podcasting, and we'll be entering year number four. And I want to thank you for making it so successful over the last few years. We're, last time I checked was 1,350,000, somewhere in there. So keep spreading the word. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate sit down and talk to Grace. You know, I go to a lot of the songwriter rounds, and I see a lot of shows here in Nashville. And Grace, you have been popping up everywhere. I got to congratulate. I've seen you at the Commodore, the Local, everywhere. Bluebird, the Listening Room. Mm-hmm. You just get yourself out there, don't you?
I've been very fortunate. I get invited to a lot of rounds now. I mean, I guess put in a lot of work over the years to get to this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel very, very fortunate to be invited to so many of the writers' rounds around town.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with you. You came to Nashville from Kansas City.
I did. Right. Back in 2015.
Isn't that where Martina McBride was from in that area? Or no? Was it? I want to say she was from
I think
there.
It was Martina.
Yeah. Was she an influence?
Is that right? Yep. She is. Yeah. I would say I really didn't listen to country until I was about 15. I grew up on classical music and Christian music, and that was about it. Well, I say that. My grandparents had some 45s that I also was allowed to listen to here and there. And my dad, when we would go to lunch occasionally, we'd go to this spot that had a jukebox, and we would listen to music from the 70s there. So some of that slipped into. But around 15, I started listening to country music.
Okay. Were you hooked right away? Or?
Yeah, I think I was.
And, you know, I think it's important to say, we don't like to talk genres on this show, but I mean, you've created your own sound, your own thing, and it's not.
Thank you.
It's not typically country.
Yeah.
Although it's got
all
some,
over.
It's all over. You know, and that's good.
It's a little bit of everything. Yeah.
No, I think that's and that's what I love about you because you've created your own style, your own sound,
and
that's what it's all about, discovering who you are, isn't it? As an
it
artist.
It is. Yeah. It is, and I think some of that is I've always enjoyed as I started listening to other music, I've enjoyed a large variety of almost all of it.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, like rap and heavy metal maybe are the exceptions, but even in amongst those, I can find some that I like.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think because I appreciate such a large variety of music, it's mm-hmm. impacted my own sound. But yeah, it was a journey to figure that out.
Yeah.
Especially after, you know, I did like 4.5 years on Broadway here in Nashville.
You did the whole Lower Broadway thing.
I did. Oh, I did. And yeah. a lot of covering songs, 4-hour shows.
Yeah.
I did the first year, I think I did at least one a day, almost 7 days a week.
Wow.
Sometimes two.
Yeah.
On rare occasions, I did a couple, three. So that was 12 hours of singing in a day. It was ridiculous. That's not smart. But
oh, man, that just can destroy your voice if you don't use it well.
Right? Yeah, I did have some vocal damage for a while.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. But you know, one of the things that does do is it polishes up your act. Yes. No wonder you're such a good performer, because you're if you're down there on Broadway, there's no faking it. It's there. You know.
You got to think quick on your feet. Yeah.
You have to entertain, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
That's good experience. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So you came from Kansas City. So you said classical music, so I was interested on some of your, who were some of your favorite composers?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to remember. I didn't pay a whole lot of attention, honestly. We would have classical music on the radio.
Yeah.
Or we had a record player.
Yeah.
And I know there was some Strauss and Bach and Mozart. Ah. And I mean, it was all
there.
All of them. And then some of them were soundtracks to like Moonlight Sonata was one of my favorites.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. I used to play, what is the song? I'm drawing a blank on the name. It's actually in a movie, Man from Snowy River, which I learned the song and the main song from that movie, which was called Jessica's Theme, Breaking the Colt. I started picking it out by ear at 6 on the piano.
On the piano.
Because I really, really wanted to be able to play it. And I hadn't had piano lessons at that point.
Did you since take piano lessons?
I did. Yeah. I played piano till I was 20. And then I moved and didn't have a piano for many years. Uh-huh. But yeah, I used to play all the time.
And you play a little guitar too.
I do.
So multi-instrument.
I taught myself guitar once I moved to Nashville.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your singing. When did that all start?
I sang with the family when I was really little, mostly in the home, but occasionally at church we would sing like maybe every 6 months or something. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that often. I was terrified of singing in front of people at that point, but there's 10 children in my family, so we would all sing together.
And where were you in that 1 to 10?
Seventh.
Seventh.
So there's, you know, 3 younger, the rest were older, and we would sing all together, usually a cappella.
Yeah.
And sing a bunch of different harmony parts. So I was not even a lead, but I could kind of hide behind the others, which helped because I was terrified.
But you learned harmony, and that's important.
I did.
You know?
Apparently, I was terrible at it at first. My mom,
takes a special ear, I think.
Told my siblings not to tell me that I was doing it all wrong. She was like, if you don't tell her, she'll figure it out. If you tell her, she'll get embarrassed and she'll quit. And I'm like, I owe my mom a lot of thanks for that, because I 100% would have quit if they'd told me I was doing it wrong.
So did mom sing? Mom and dad too?
They did a little bit. They didn't sing with us when we would perform or anything. But yeah, they enjoyed singing. We sang in the home, or like when we'd go out on vacations, like the beach walks. I remember we would always be singing and... At least
now,
where is
the beach in Kansas City?
Well, we would go to St. Augustine, Florida.
There you go. Yep. I love that area.
Yeah, it's That's gorgeous. Nice. Yeah.
So you joined a band as you got older and before you moved here to Nashville.
Yeah, I was in a band for 2 years before I moved to Nashville.
Tell me about that band. What were they called, and where'd you play? And
the very
you do?
First band was Shoofly. And I had posted in some, Music Connection Facebook page. Uh-huh. And said I was interested in being in a band, and somebody asked me, it was Doug Raymond, he asked me if I had any vocal demos, and I said, nope, but I can show up to a practice if you want, and you can hear me. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, let me talk to Skinny, our band leader, and we'll figure it out. And so they invited me out, and then I was showing up, and I was like, what am I doing? And my friend's like, text me when you leave. You don't even know these people, and you're just pulling up to this house. And but it was fun. It was a folk bluegrass band. They were like, what do you know? And I was like, I don't know a lot of, like, they were like, well, you sang in church, right? Can you sing us a hymn? I think I sang some hymn. And I was like, I think I know Johnny and June or Jackson and from Johnny and June. And we sang that.
Married in a Fever.
Yeah, I could sing Blue for them by Leanne Rimes, because that was one I had listened to a lot.
That's not an easy one to sing.
It's not, but I loved that song.
Did you do that little yodel part and everything?
I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Of course you could.
So then they were like, okay, do you want to join us for a gig in 2 days at a biker bar? And I was like, sure. And then I was like, what did I say yes to? Oh my God. I've never sang with a band, and now I'm going to sing in 2 days at a biker bar.
Bar. But I bet they loved you.
Great. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Then I joined that band, and then 6 months later, they encouraged me to start my own band. And Skinny, the lead guitar player, came with me. We were Grace Maher and the Wayward Sons for the remainder of my time.
I like the and the song, bands. I'm always into the and the bands.
Only reason I dropped it when I came here is because that was my band, and I wasn't bringing them with me. They weren't making the move. So I was like, all right, we'll be just Grace Maher here.
Yeah. But when you go back there and play, Are they there?
Yeah.
Do you ever?
I almost never get back there to play, which is really sad to say. I should change that. I have done a couple times some shows with Skinny. A few years ago, did a full band show, and the other guys weren't able to do it all, but Skinny did. And
kind of a reunion thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to, when we get started with one of your new songs.
Okay.
This is your newest one.
Yeah.
So people can hear the fully produced, and then later on we'll play live around the dining room table.
Yeah.
This is called My Whole Life, and this is it's an interesting song. I've read a lot of it. Tell us about the writing of that song. You wrote this with Troy and Justin?
Yeah. Troy Castellano and Justin Love.
Both have been on the show. Both great guys.
Yeah.
Love them.
They're both phenomenal.
Yeah.
I had been wanting to write with Troy for quite a long time, and Justin and I had written together. And it finally worked out. They came to my townhouse, and Justin bought some Leaper's Fork Bottled and Bond whiskey, and we sipped that, and it was an idea I'd had for a little while, maybe a few months. It wasn't like a long time, but I had been kind of thinking about, well, in particular, I'd thought about how I would look at photos from maybe 10 years ago and be like, oh, man, I really looked better then. And, you know, and just, you know how you can romanticize the past or the future.
Right.
And I realized I was doing that. Just the photos is one example of it. And then I realized like 10 years later, I did the exact same thing.
Mm.
And I was like, I need to start appreciating now. And the other thing I, you know, tend to do is be like, well, when I get to this goal or whatever, everything will be better. And, you know, and both of those, I think, are counterproductive.
But I think it's also human nature.
It is.
And you're growing beyond that.
Yeah.
And you're looking more forward now, aren't you?
Yeah. I was like, you know, and rather than looking back or forward, there was another saying I saw that was like, you are the oldest today or the youngest today that you'll ever be again and the oldest you've ever been.
That's a good saying.
And I was like, wow, that holds a pretty powerful message there.
So you're enjoying the now.
So I wanted to focus on the now. And
right now.
So the guys were all about it and they jumped right in and we wrote this thing really pretty quickly. It was one of the more effortless writes.
I tell you, I love it when it happens that way.
I know. I wish it did all the time.
So a lot of autobiography in this one, in this song. Okay. I would imagine with a song that's titled My Whole Life, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, let's play it. Listen to it.
Breathing.
All right. Grace Marr, My Whole Life. Yeah. Love it. Good
Thank
song.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. That one was so much fun to get in the studio with, too.
I'll bet. I bet it was. And those are two great guys you wrote it with, so.
Yes.
Very cool. Yeah. From here on in, we're going to do a live around the dining room today.
Okay.
Is that okay?
We can do that.
Good. Now, you said before we went into the song, you said you're enjoying the being present in the now.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a really difficult question.
Okay.
And you can tell me to go to H if you want. But who is Grace now?
Oh, Grace now. I think Grace now is letting things unfold a little bit more naturally rather than trying to force any one thing. I know what I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. I know what I love, what makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I think where I'd like to be.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of trusting the process rather than fighting it or trying to make something happen. That was really stressful. I did that for quite a while.
I'll bet. Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
So where do you want to be?
I would like to be, I guess, I'd like some passive income for one. Yeah. Not because I'm all about income, but yeah. I'm about freedom and really having kind of control over how you show up in the world and what your day to day. There's a lot of things that I enjoy that require time to do them. Just being in the moment is hard to do if you're constantly grinding. Enjoying family and friends is hard to do if you're constantly grinding, you know. Creating is hard if you're constantly grinding.
I need time to enjoy the now, please.
You need time to enjoy the now, and then also you need time to some downtime, I think, to be truly as creative as you can be.
Awesome.
Because your brain's got to have time to soak things in and to soak moments in and memories in. And
okay, cool. Yeah. Well, we got Mark Lonsley here. Mark, I'm trying to figure when I first met you was, I mean, it's close to 20 years ago. Huh? Well, no, Mark.
I don't want to admit
10
that.
Or so, you know. But I remember hanging out with you at Stephen Sharp's and, my buddy Greg Althammer when he lived here for a little while. Yeah, and we'd always do the guitar pulls and stuff.
We even did a writer's retreat.
We did.
In the middle of a cabin.
That's right.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, we used to do some really cool things.
I hate to say it, but it's probably been about 15 years.
Has it been about 15 years? Man.
Wow.
We both looked a lot younger then.
I think we're still kind of pulling it off.
I think we're doing all right. We're doing all right. You look good. You're looking well.
Well,
cool. Tell us what you're doing these days.
Man, I am mostly in the studio these days. I decided after...
You work for Warner Chappell.
I work for Warner Chappell.
Big publishing company.
As well as a pretty extensive... producing freelance mix engineer thing that I'm constantly doing.
Fun stuff.
So I am generally in the studio, but I've also decided after I think I cut my last set of songs back in, I hate to admit it, 2010.
Mm. As an artist.
Hey, it's time you get back on. I'm going to push you.
And I decided
to
finally jump back into the artist thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been cutting that for the last year and... So that's what 2025 is going to be for me.
But then you're going to come back on the show, just you.
All right.
Yeah.
I will do it.
Mark has got an incredible voice. He's an incredible guitar player and has some amazing songs.
Yeah, he does.
I know that about
him. I'm going to have Grace come in and play guitar for me. I'm just going to sing. It's
going to
be good.
You don't want that.
It's going to be great. I definitely want her background vocals. She's
fantastic. Oh, yeah.
I'll do the background vocals.
Well, you're going to be the... out front vocals on this next one. Live around the dining room table. What song are you going to do for us? Tell us about it.
Let's do Hard to Ignore first.
Hard to Ignore.
Yeah, so this one I released right before My Whole Life. And it's a solo, right?
The song My Whole Life.
Yes. Before I was around.
Yeah.
This is a solo write that I put out right before it.
By your lonesome.
All by my lonesome. I think that's the first time I've released one that I wrote by myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it nerve-wracking?
No. Honestly, it wasn't.
You were confident in it.
I felt good about it. It was time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think it's part of that whole, just being good with me now and where I'm at. Yeah.
That's awesome. You should be.
Thank you.
So, Under the Hood, how did it, where's the idea? And where,
so this came from a real story. It was kind of a relationship was over, but lingering and knowing that I really needed to put it to rest. needed to fully move on. Mm-hmm. But of course, still wrestling with those memories and the feelings from the past. And, you know, it can be hard to move on, especially when somebody else is still reaching out kind of stuff.
Yeah, I got you.
So I was just kind of thinking about that whole process and what that was like going through it. Yeah. And wanted to write it. I feel like so many people have been through that. So.
Yeah. They can identify.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hear it. Mark Lonsway on the guitar. Grace Maher, our guest. That kind of rhymed, didn't it? Songwriter Connection. Yeah.
My therapist said I probably shouldn't talk to you anymore. And the life coach suggests I block your number. My heart in my head, fight all night in my bed. I still haven't found my closure. And my mama still asks about you, but she stops saying she's praying you figure it out. Didn't want you to be someone different from me. Why'd you have to make things confusing? When does the light come back? When do we get on track? A part of together, forever and ever. Can we figure that out? When does my heart move on? Decide what we had is gone. You're not giving up, but you haven't shown up. So many times I've lost count. Put the pictures and flowers and cards in a box on the floor, but your memory is hard to ignore. Sometimes it feels like I'm part of a game. How long can you keep me staying the same? I wanna believe all that you say to me, but I know that things haven't changed. When does the light come back? When do we get on track? A part of together, forever or never. Can we figure that out? When does my heart move on? Decide what we had is gone. You're not giving up, but you haven't shown up. So many times I've lost count. Put the pictures and flowers and cards in a box on the floor, but your memory is hard to ignore. You push me away, then you want me to stay. What does it mean when you're silent for days? Do we figure this out or just go our own ways? When does the light come back? When do we get on track? A part of together, forever and ever. Can we figure that out? When does my heart move on? Decide what we had is gone. You're not giving up, but you haven't shown up. So many times I've lost count. I've tried to close that door. I know that I need more than pictures and flowers and cards and a box on the floor. But your memory is hard to ignore. Hard to ignore. Hard to ignore.
That Grace Mara, our guest on the Songwriter Connection podcast. Mark Lonsway backed her up on guitar and with BGVs. Yeah. Sounding good together, you guys.
Thank you.
That's really, really awesome. I have to tell you, that's been on my start playlist on Spotify for some time now.
Thank you. I
love that song. Thanks. A great hook, and you wrote it really well. Everything points to that hook.
So I appreciate that.
Just fantastic. By the way, as we're talking about songwriter, there's a songwriter, Spotify, there's a Songwriter Connection playlist out there, and it has songs from everybody that's been on this show, all 191 artists that have been on this program.
Awesome.
I've got a little something streaming there, so check it out if you will. Got to take a break. We're coming back. Grace, Mark, just a little bit.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at The Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
And I also would always like to remind you at this point to, if you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe, because that really helps. I'm trying to get monetization there as well, so that'd be really cool. And it's tough, because we're not a video podcast. I'm a radio guy. No one needs to see this face on YouTube, so. But we have to be there, and we are. So, Grace Mara is our guest. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Man,
good to be
you
here.
Got some good music.
Thank you.
And I love your voice and your style. And I want to talk about that, because you say it's evolved, and you're still there. But when people ask you that silly question that I hate, what kind of music do you play? do you have a brand that you mentioned?
I tell them it's country, because that's kind of what I've always been under since I started my own band in Kansas. But I then follow it up with, but I kind of do my own thing.
Yes,
I have
do.
A lot of different influences.
Yeah.
I appreciate a lot of different kinds of music. And yeah, my sound has kind of evolved through the years here in Nashville, especially. But
as it tends to do, and it's going to evolve more.
It sure will. Yeah.
I mean, look at artists like, you can go all the way back to Dolly Parton and see how she evolved. And the same with Taylor Swift, who, if you look at Taylor's
career,
you know, to where she is now, to where she was, as a songwriter. And then 14-year-old with a hit named Tim McGraw to like billions of dollars.
I know.
Eras to her, just absolutely incredible.
Well, when people used to be a lot harder on it, I feel like they used to really be like, you need to have all of your sound needs to be in this certain, it needs to stay within the lines. It needs to be
your sound,
right? Like very clearly defined. And there is some truth to, you don't want people to hear something and then hear something else and have no idea it's still you.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot more freedom to explore, even within one album now, a lot, different sounds. There's ways to
I'm
do
noticing
it more
a lot more
cohesively.
Of that, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I love that, because that fits me.
it's so unfair to just put people into a box.
Yeah.
And I've never been about that. I never have,
I like it.
And I think that's up to the marketing people, As artists, we're going to do our thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to do your thing.
One reason I like songwriting now, too, because I write for other artists as well, too, now. And I love that.
Good.
Sometimes that can be, super far out there, something that I, am nowhere near my current sound, but I still can write it. And I love that.
See, that's good. Yeah. That's awesome.
And it can go find a home with somebody else.
Yeah, and a lot of artists have done that. Chris Stapleton comes to mind.
Yeah,
and wrote for a lot of other people. So you do it all. You you have to be able to do that today, don't you?
You do.
Right, same whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, have you done any production? I'm weak with that too.
I haven't done any production. I do definitely make notes of what I like, and I'm getting a lot clearer on that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, working with Mark on some of his stuff, and he lets me hear mixes he's working on sometimes. It's really helping develop my ear because I do definitely have, he's pointed out to me, what you like, and I've become much more, I'm getting more clear on what elements I am hearing, what I like, what I don't like, where I want adjustments. There was one that he was like, the guitar was was too bright. And I was like, that was bugging me so much, but I didn't know. I thought it was just supposed to be that way. And he's like, no, that's, those are things you can say.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the same way when it comes to that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been really fun to get to kind of develop that more. And honestly, it's been a journey through, I think I'd mentioned prior to us on the podcast, just that I've worked with a lot of different producers, and that's been really great for me because I've learned something from each of them.
Yes, you do. And you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's really cool. Cause I have too. You know, I've worked with a few different producers, and with each one, they bring a little something new to the table.
Well, and they all have different processes too. And so it's kind of helped me figure out what processes I like, and
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to hear another song, and then I want to go back and I want to talk about, the trip to Nashville and
what
goes beyond that decision. So, again, Under the Hood from something that you've written that you love. And
this is one of my favorites right now. I wrote it with Justin Love and Michael J.
Oh, Michael J. Yeah. He's also been on this podcast.
I love it.
He's a good guy. And if you don't know Michael, Google him and go back and listen to our podcast.
Yeah, you'll find some fun things there.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we wrote this one. We wanted to write something. I think I might have said, I don't know which one of us, but I was definitely all about writing an older sound. Because again, back to like my influences, I listened to the 90s country and then, also even like 70s and 80s some, for a while. Leanne Womack and some of those were big influences for me. So this one was really fun to write, and I've been having a ton of fun singing it out. So,
cool. Yeah. Good. Let's hear it.
Okay. If you're gonna leave me, make it uneasy. We've been drifting apart, strangers in the same home, and it's breaking my heart. When did we start living together alone? Words you won't speak in bed next to me, wish you would say them out loud. If you don't want me to go, just tell me so, 'cause the silence is drowning us out. Make it uneasy, make it too hard to say goodbye. If my heart's not bleeding, shouldn't we be wondering why? Isn't there more to say? I'd rather feel the pain. Don't let us go without a fight. If you're gonna leave me, make it uneasy. We've been so complacent, we both grew numb. Darling, let's face it, we've gotta change it before it can be undone. When we were in love, we wouldn't give up, no matter if it didn't make sense. It won't make this right if you won't even try. So baby, if it's gotta end, make it uneasy, make it too hard to say goodbye. If my heart's not bleeding, shouldn't we be wondering why? Isn't there more to say? I'd rather feel the pain. Don't let us go without a fight. If you're gonna leave me, make it uneasy. Isn't there more to say? I'd rather feel the pain. Don't let us go without a fight. If you're gonna leave me, make it uneasy.
Yes, I love that song.
Thank you.
Man, that is a hit if I've ever heard one.
I love that one, too. I'm glad you like it.
And so country.
Yeah.
And I think it's the first song I ever heard the word complacent in. And to follow it up with a rhyme face it. I mean, come on. I love that.
It was funny. I can't remember who threw that word out. And we were all like, does it work? And I was like, it works. I love it. I wouldn't fight for it in other situations, maybe. But I love it.
And it fit it perfectly.
Yes.
So it's Justin Love and who else on this song?
Michael J.
Michael J.
And
that's
Justin
right.
actually
J.
brought that hook, Make It Uneasy. He'd thrown it out in a few writes and nobody was, you know. Oh. You know when sometimes he's done that even in other writes. Like he's thrown out something. I'm like, I'm just not getting it.
Yeah.
And then later I do.
I've only written with him a couple of times, but he always seems to bring great things to the
table. He does.
And I love Justin. And you're good. You guys are real good friends. You play together a lot, don't you?
We do. Yeah. We started playing together, just like backing each other on stuff. Probably 5 years ago, maybe.
Really?
Maybe longer. I can't remember.
Wow.
And then in the last few years, started writing together, which we already, you know, knew each other pretty well, knew each other's music well, and we're friends. So it kind of made the writing dynamic a lot easier.
Yeah, I think so. It does.
Yeah, we've been good writing partners, and we've written for a lot of other artists now together. And of course, he's got a bunch of people he writes with constantly.
He does.
But he is definitely so prolific. Grateful to get to write with him too.
But not too long ago, he was on the show, and in fact, I think Justin's been on a couple times. So if you just Google Songwriter Connection and Justin, you'll find his episodes.
Yeah,
he really is an amazing guy and a very spiritual guy.
Mm-hmm. Just
what I love about him is he lifts everybody up.
He does. Yeah. He's very supportive of everyone around him. Yeah, he's
that kind of dude. So. Mm-hmm. Great song. What a great song.
Thank you.
So we're talking about your musical journey, and I always like to talk about the songs and your journey. So you grew up in Kansas City.
I did.
You're still a Chiefs fan? I'm wondering.
I am. Yeah. When they have big games, I still watch.
Okay. Yeah. And Taylor Swift and
I don't hate that. I love Taylor. So
she's become bigger than them,
right?
there's bets you can actually bet on whether she's going to be at their game or not. I guess.
Oh, that's funny.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So tell me about the journey to Nashville and what made you decide and everything that goes into that. Because that's a big move.
It is. It is a very big move. I'd lived in Kansas my whole life, just outside of Kansas City, and almost my entire family was there. Had a couple of siblings that had married and moved to other states. But
again, big family,
very, very big family. Yeah. I guess when I started my own band, people started kind of asking if I thought I would move to Nashville. And initially my response was no, I have no plans on that. it's not even a thought for me.
Wasn't on the radar.
Not at all.
No.
But the funny thing is I'm not sure why it wasn't, because when I started pursuing music, it was because I had done, a couple years of therapy, like weekly therapy, dealing with a lot of, stuff from my past and some real traumatic things I'd been through. And it was as I neared the end of that time, I was like, I'm ready to like really do something with my life. Mm. And as I was praying and really thinking about that and spending time like just quieting my mind and trying to get guidance, I really was convinced it was supposed to be music. And I was like, well, that seems really dumb. Like, music takes a long time to be successful in, and I wasn't super young anymore. And I also knew, like, in the past, I'd had an issue somewhat with drinking. It was a Band-Aid for me. And I was like, if music is primarily done in bars, like, this is not going to work well. So I had all my reasons why it shouldn't be, but I was very still firmly convinced that that's what I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So I joined a band, knowing that music was what I was going to pursue, but for some reason did not think Nashville was ever going to be a thing. Then visited Nashville for some radio stuff and to play West Haven Porch Fest a couple times. Nice. I remember Amy Grant was playing across the street from me 1 year, and I was like, can I get off the stage and go watch her? And then all of a sudden it was like, I knew. I remember when I picked up my dog, he 8-week-old puppy, he needed a home, and I went and checked him out, and I was driving home with him in my lap. My friend, my old roommate Rachel, was driving, and I remember whispering to Buck, you're gonna be the only one that goes with me to Nashville. And then I was like, why did I just say that? Like, it was so weird because I still had no plans to move to Nashville, but apparently it was in there somewhere.
There was something in there.
So eventually it just kind of clicked that that's where I needed to be. And I remember having a conversation with Skinny and his wife at the time, Lisa, she's passed on. Aww. But we had a conversation. They took me to dinner and said, if you're going to move to Nashville, we want to have a conversation with you. And he was like, okay, this is some things you need to consider. I think it could be a good move for you.
Had he been there? Did he?
Skinny had never lived here, I don't think, but he has a lot of experience as a musician. I owe a lot of, you know, my beginnings and my knowledge of even about songwriting. He produced my first EP. Wow. Great, great guy, and a phenomenal guitar player. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's still out there. I sent Mark a video of him playing an instrumental that in Cozumel that he recorded the other day. His wife recorded it, and so he's phenomenal. People should always check him out too.
Awesome.
Skinny Webb.
Skinny Webb.
Yes. Skinny Webb.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll check him out.
Yeah. He auditioned to play for Ozzy Osbourne back in the day and was in some hair metal bands, and he can play just about every instrument. He's great.
Well, jumped on that crazy train.
But anyway, they sat me down and kind of went over some things just to make sure I'd thought things through. And then they're like, okay, we're for you. And go make it in Nashville. And they came and visited too. And
now, had you been here before? Did you have a chance to make a...
Just those two times, I think. Yeah. And so I didn't know anyone here really. Terry and Barb, some friends that I met through Skinny and Lisa, they lived in Franklin part-time, but not even full-time. And they were the only people I knew in the state. So
it was really a leap of faith.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a marketing job at the time. I was working in marketing for a developer.
And you came here
and I gave up the job. It was not a remote job. I gave up that job and moved to Nashville. I did not know anyone here, did not have a job lined up. Signed a lease on a house in Creve Hall with a couple gals, Cassie Joy and Naomi Pugh, and
singers, songwriters too?
Cassie is. Yeah. Cassie. Naomi is an art teacher and an artist. She's amazing.
So it was still a creative place.
Yeah. Well, it was a creative place. Yeah. And we all signed the lease, I think, from different states. And I think maybe Naomi had seen the place in person, and I'd never met Naomi.
Wow.
Found her on Nashville Rooms to Rent or something.
There you go.
But so it was quite an adventure. I bartended for 6 months and then I was like a nanny for like a month or two and then started doing the Broadway scene full time.
You made it work.
Yeah.
You made it work.
Yeah.
Would you have advice for other people that, we've got a lot of up and comers that listen to this show that are struggling right now with, should I move to Nashville or not?
Right.
What would you tell them?
Yeah. I think if you feel like you've kind of hit your limit where you're at, it's not a bad thing to consider. But visit if you can and make some connections.
That's such a good
It's always point. Better to have connections when you get here. It can be overwhelming and challenging if you get here and you don't have those connections. You're trying to build that while trying to, create and find your spot and you have no connections. Like that's a lot.
That's how it happened for me. We were coming down. I was working full time, but we'd come down quite regularly to write and perform.
And it's really honestly easy to meet people.
People are
very welcoming. It can be hard to find your people, but it's really easy to meet people that are willing to offer some advice or connect you to others.
Oh, yeah.
It takes time to find the people that are right for you, for your career and everything. But as far as like getting advice and networking, that part's easy.
That part is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just hang out at places like the local and
the
songwriter places. And it's so much, we've never really talked about this a lot, but it's when you're starting into songwriting and you're trying to find that tribe, it is almost like dating, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you're locked in a room and you're trying to come up with stuff and you're pouring your heart out. And
it can be super discouraging when it doesn't go well too.
Oh yeah.
Then you're like, wow, do I just... as a songwriter,
I still get that feeling.
I have to make sure that I go outside my box of people that I know I write well with, but I try to limit how much I do that.
Yeah,
for two reasons: one, time is very valuable, but so are new connections because you never know what you can find. And the other being, it can take a hit on my confidence still if I have a lot of really hard writes, right. Or too many first time in the rooms, because those are almost always more challenging.
They really are.
And it's a lot more work. So you can, I can start to doubt myself if I don't have those writes that I'm like, yes, this went great.
And again, it's human nature to turn it in on yourself and going, well, that write didn't go well as my fault, but I stink, you know.
Or be like, I didn't contribute enough to that one.
But you did, and you don't know. Yeah. So that's interesting. But you know, the thing is, you don't be afraid to do that. And it wasn't until I joined National Songwriters Association that I got familiar with co-writing and started to get comfortable doing that. And the more you do it, you know, the better it gets.
It does. It does. And I think your trust in yourself grows too.
Yeah.
I think it's important to write by yourself some still too.
I do too. I really do. Yeah. You know, even if it's just like, I like to go into a writing session with some ideas, maybe a progression or a melody or something, but it takes time. You've got to spend time with yourself and pick up that instrument, even if it's just your voice, you know, singing into a tape. This is what I was thinking today, you know, and they may go, I don't want to write that, you know, or they may go, well, we're doing that one. Right. There you go.
Yeah. And when you have a little bit more of a formed idea coming into a write, whether it's you or the other person bringing it in, I think it helps too, because sometimes trying to create that idea and that baseline for the story or the emotion that you're trying to bring, if it's not already kind of somewhat formed, it can be kind of hard for three different minds to get a cohesive idea and thought. Like, it's good to kind of have that. Not always, but most of the time I find it's good to kind of have that.
Just a little bit of a structure.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, where are we trying to go with this?
Yes.
And then you can all create it together.
And then somebody throws out a line. You throw out a line you think is great, and they go, you mean for this song, right?
Right, about, yeah.
For this one?
That fits in here, how?
It's part of the fun,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You know, you said something before that, and I definitely can identify this too, because we play in bars all the time. Mm-hmm. There's always whiskey there.
Yeah.
There always is. And you kind of get that taste. And it starts a lot of time because you're nervous and you go, well, that'll calm me down. Mm-hmm. You have a song called Jesus and Whiskey.
Flipped, yes. Whiskey and Jesus. Yes.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, you're good.
Yeah. I just put Jesus for it. I'm sorry. tell me about that. Is that one you could play? I always attend to... sometimes pick out a song that you weren't ready to play, you know, and I do that all the time because that's how stupid I am. But I'm a special kind of idiot. But tell me about that song, because I really like it and how it came about.
So that one, I started that one, I think, in like 2016, maybe.
So it's been out there.
I think I put it out in 17, maybe. Mm-hmm. But it was... I started it one morning. I sat down to do like morning devotions, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I still have whiskey in my bloodstream. And I had been singing downtown. So I wouldn't say that I moved to town and did the whole drinking thing perfectly, by any means.
I'm sure there's a perfect way to do it, to tell you the truth.
I took off some time from drinking here and there too, to kind of make sure I got things back under control. But I was a more healed person, at least by the time I moved here. So it wasn't derailing my life completely like it had in the past. Because I don't think I ever had an alcohol dependency, like a chemical addiction. It was more that I was not in a good place, and so I could not stop once I started, because it was like trying to bury things.
I hear you.
So being in a better place at least kept me from like derailing, but I still had my issues with how much at times, especially Broadway. That was rough at times. I started this song.
Right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I started this song just because I was thinking, like, kind of how ironic and contradictory those two things were. Here I'm trying to, you know, get guidance and, you know, be a healthy spiritual person. And I'm also, like, clearly hungover, maybe even still a little drunk the next morning. So I started writing it, and I changed the name of the uncle that I reference in there. But my dad was a deacon and an elder. And one of my uncles had taken his life when he was diagnosed with liver failure. He'd been an alcoholic. And alcoholism runs in both sides of my family.
Oh.
So I'm really grateful that I don't have a chemical dependency, because it apparently has been an issue on both sides. But so that's kind of where this came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not like against drinking. I still drink. Yeah. You've probably seen me sipping Buffalo Trace at the writer's rounds.
I love me some Buffalo Trace.
I just do it in a lot more moderation now. But, but yeah,
Who was it that once said, and I'm trying to think who it was, Shannon G, maybe, I don't know. She said, I didn't give it up, I just put a nipple on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard that. It's great. Well, there you go. It became a great song out of it, huh?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I wrote, I think, part of the chorus and maybe the first verse or something. I can't remember. I had the idea, at least, and a portion of it, and I went and finished it, like, the next week with Mendon Hale.
Oh, great.
That's his artist name. I knew him as something else, but yeah, Mendon Hale. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's great song. It's streaming everywhere right now, but here it is live around the dining room table.
I haven't played this in a minute.
Oh, man.
Whiskey and Jesus both run through my blood. Daddy was a deacon. Uncle Danny was a drunk. I didn't stray far from the family tree. The bottle or the Bible, which will it be? Whiskey and Jesus both run through my blood. One's here to save me, one can sure mess me up. I've run with the sinners, I've sat with the saints. I'm perfect, but honey, I ain't. I'll always be searching for help from above. It's whiskey and Jesus both run through my blood. It's a dance with the devil and freedom and grace. Always easy to find the right place. I fought my own demons and found my own faith. Made peace with a past that I can't erase. Whiskey and Jesus both run through my blood. One's here to save me, one can sure mess me up. The sinners, I've sat with the saints. I could tell you I'm perfect, but honey, I ain't. I'll always be searching for help from above. Whiskey and Jesus both run through my blood. Together, it's all part of me. Whiskey and Jesus both run through my blood. One's here to save me, one can sure mess me up. I've run with the sinners, I've sat with the saints. I could tell you I'm perfect, but Lord knows I ain't. I'll always be searching for help from above. I'll always be searching for help from above. It's whiskey and Jesus both run through my blood. Both run through my blood.
That's great. Thank you. You did very well.
Thank you.
That's great. Playing your own guitar and everything.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played in a minute.
I threw a loop.
Your action on your guitar is higher than mine. Fingers.
Yeah.
Well, I actually haven't played in months.
Yeah. Sounded good.
Thank you.
Could have fooled me. Could have fooled Mark, I think.
Would have fooled me if I tried to play it.
Two thumbs up.
I hadn't had him ever play that one for me, so.
Tell folks where to find you.
Grace Maher Music. So my last name, it's like it sounds if you were to cut it in half. Mm-hmm. Ma, M-A, Her, H-E-R.
Her.
Maher. Grace Maher Music on everything.
On everything.
Website, Spotify, Apple.
YouTube. You got some great videos on YouTube that I was watching today.
Thank you.
Some workout stuff, you know, today. Yeah. Just getting into the grace.
Yeah.
I was feeling the grace.
I need to get some more content on there. That's a goal for 25 too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best in 2025. Thank I want to thank you for taking the time to come. I know you guys are both, Mark, you two, you're very busy, but it's always good to see you, my
great
friend.
Great to see you.
He's just a great guy. I always feel good about when I get to spend some time with Mark. And Grace, you're amazing, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you so much.
You're recording now for 2025. You'll have a new record out, and you'll bring it here, right?
We're going to be working on some new music in 2025, and yes, I will definitely bring
A Bluebird performance coming
up? Yes, yeah. Actually, so on January 3rd,
nice.
Mark, myself, Justin, and Ryan Neely.
Ryan Neely's another great one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Very cool.
Yep.
All right. All the best. Thank you so much for being with us. We love you guys.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening, keep creating, and keep the melodies alive.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.